Blackstone presents Helldivers 8, King of the Wastes, by Nicholas Sainsbury Smith. This book is read by R.C. Bray. For the Helldivers readers, you all keep this series going with your encouragement, support, reviews, and enthusiasm. Thank you for diving so humanity survives. Either I will find a way or I will make one. Carthaginian General Hannibal Barca. Recap since Helldivers 7, Warriors. A year has passed since the Helldivers defeated the machines at Mount Kilimanjaro. The 500 liberated prisoners, former Sky People from the ITC Requiem, ITC Victory, and ITC Malenkov, have all settled in their new home back at the Vanguard Islands, joining the Cazadores, Sky People, and survivors from Rio de Janeiro and other far-flung bunkers around the world. Legendary Helldiver Xavier X. Rodriguez remains on the throne of the Vanguard Islands, having defeated Horn and the Skinwalkers in Aryuba. After killing Horn and destroying the machines, King Xavier thought the immediate danger to his people was over. But a different threat is discovered in a log on Horn's former warship Raven's Claw. The scribe reveals a secret and lays bare the truth about the fate of the Vanguard Islands, a fate that both former King El Pulpo and his son Horn foresaw. The Helldivers have been grounded since Mount Kilimanjaro, but they haven't been sitting idle. New divers have joined the ranks, and they deploy with the Vanguard military on raids in Aryuba and other locations. Michael Everhart is now the chief engineer of the Vanguard Islands, working night and day to maintain the oil rigs and keep them secure against the storms. Roger Mintel serves as a deputy chief engineer and oversees the growing Vanguard naval fleet. Life in the sky is but a memory for some, but life on the surface has become more dangerous than ever. Extreme weather and failed crops have raised the specter of famine, forcing Vanguard naval ships to deploy to the wastes in search of supplies. But each time they are obliged to travel longer distances in dangerous red zones, and each time they come back with fewer supplies and fewer soldiers. Soon, X will conclude that the way to survive isn't by sustaining what they have. They must expand into other areas, once again taking to the wastes to survive. Prologue. A fiery sunset spread across the invisible boundaries separating the Vanguard Islands from the poisoned world. Somehow, despite all odds, this
sample complete. Ready to continue?